New laws went onto the books Monday in Idaho, but politicians and activists are already looking toward the next legislative session. A flurry of gun-related bills this year saw mixed success, and it looks like more of the same next year. Heath Druzin has more.
Despite setbacks, Representative Melissa Wintrow is continuing her push to remove guns from convicted abusers. Last session, Wintrow's bill to temporarily bar anyone convicted of sexual battery of a 16 or 17-year-old from possessing a gun died in the Senate. The Boise Democrat has also tried for 2 years to get Idaho in line with federal law and temporarily confiscate guns from anyone convicted of misdemeanor domestic abuse. That failed in 2018, and this year she couldn't get enough support to even introduce a bill. Wintrow said that given the connection between abuse and homicide, she won't give up.
Just look at the number of fatalities in our state in the last year and a half. It's pretty high.
One obstacle to such gun legislation is opposition from the pro-gun Idaho Second Amendment Alliance. That group's president, Greg Pruitt, has his own ambitious goal this session. He wants a constitutional amendment to kill Idaho's ballot initiative system. Here's Pruitt at a recent conservative rally in Boise.
At some point, they will try ballot initiatives in Idaho to squash gun rights.
Will these efforts come to anything? We won't know till next year. Heath Druzin, Boise State, Public Radio News.